AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. U.S. inflation was unchanged last month, while a measure of underlying inflation rose to its highest level in 5 months. That's as tariffs have raised the cost of some imported goods, while gas and grocery prices cooled. European leaders are urging President Donald Trump to consider European security needs when meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin on Friday. AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The Europeans are desperate to exert some influence over a meeting that they have been sidelined from. It's unclear whether even Ukraine will take part. Trump says he wants to see on Friday whether Putin is serious about ending the war. But he's disappointed US allies by saying that Ukraine will have to give up some Russian-held territory. In a statement early Tuesday, the EU leaders welcomed his efforts to end the war, but insist that the path to peace in Ukraine cannot be decided without Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Two people have died after an explosion and fire at a Pennsylvania steel plant. The AP's Jennifer King.
Officials are working to determine the cause of an explosion that killed two workers and rocked the U.S. Steel Clairton coke plant outside Pittsburgh Monday morning.
They did successfully find one worker and rescued that worker.
Chief Matthew Brown is with Allegheny County's Emergency Services.
We do have now a second deceased worker.
The county police department says five people were hospitalized in critical but stable condition Monday night, and five others had been treated and released. Rumbling and explosions at the plant rocked the community and sent black smoke spiraling into the air. The county health department has lifted an air quality advisory. U.S. Steel's Kurt Barschick says there will be a full investigation.
We had an explosion at the 1314 battery, but the extent of the damage is not known because all of our efforts have been focused on recovery.
The plant is still partially operational.
First unit coke batteries are still producing. The rest of the plant is stable.
Audio courtesy WTAE. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on an end to old-school internet access.
AOL is finally shutting down its dial-up internet service. It's viewed as perhaps a dinosaur by today's digital standards. Dial-up is still around, but AOL says as of September 30th, they're hanging up on it. AOL, formerly America Online, introduced many households to the World Wide Web when its dial-up service launched decades ago. Eventually, broadband and wireless offerings emerged and rose to dominance, doing away with the quirks of dial-up services. According to the Census Bureau, an estimated 163,000 households were using dial-up alone to get online in 2023. Over 0.13% of all homes with internet subscriptions nationwide. I'm Ed Donahue.
More on these stories at apnews.com.
I'm Haya Pinjwani. This is AP News.